Welcome to the People Leaders Podcast, the audio resource for managers and business leaders creating high-performing teams. Join leadership and team development experts Jan and Michelle Turkelson each week as they explore both subjects from every angle. Through practical tips, valuable insights, and compelling interviews with leadership experts around the world, you'll learn how to bring out the best in your staff and how to give your best as a leader.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
Another day in COVID-19. It'll be interesting to see when this comes online where we actually are right now. So everyone is pretty much in lockdown. Everyone is experiencing the change curve pretty much every day. And we've got a really special podcast today for you. We've got one of our popular guests back, and it's Vivian Goh, who is a well-being or financial well-being coach, which we were very excited about first time around. And she came across with some fantastic practical strategies, because you know we're all about strategies. And so we're glad to have her back again. Hello, Vivian.
Hello. Hi, thanks for having me back.
Our pleasure. So, Vivian, let's jump straight in. The people who are listening, as we just spoke about, so a lot of them are corporates, they have jobs, some are in essential services, some are not, but we do have a mixture of other people who are running teams and maybe they're small business. Could you just give us an overview of what's happening in the financial markets now and the impact that that will be having on us?
Yeah, sure. So what's really going on at the moment, it's really hard for actually a lot of Australians, especially if we're having an Australian audience, to actually make sense of. Because what we are actually experiencing at the moment, it's called a recession. So a recession is basically really simple. It's when business activities are dropping significantly. So it's going backwards. It's not growing. It's going backwards instead. And in Australia, we have not actually experienced a recession for 20 years. So what that means is, you know, if you're born, you know, you're 40, your age is 40 and below, and Australia is the only country that I'm in, you probably have no recollection of, or you wouldn't even know what a recession is. And,
you know,
yeah, but the thing is, recessions, in terms of the financial markets, it happens usually on a cycle. Every 7 to 10 years, it will happen once. The last global recession that happened back in 2008, almost every country was affected, right? America was the biggest. And that's when banks were shutting down. Like, imagine if, you know, CBA and, you know, Westpac, they were closing down, like people can't get money. It was how that was. Australia didn't experience that at all. And because we actually had China, which was booming at that time, that really needed our mining resources. So most people still have their jobs. You know? They really didn't feel anything when that was going on in America. So one thing to really help people to put things into context is that whenever there's growth, there will always be recession. Yeah. The more growth, the more boom there is for a longer period of time, then the bigger the recession drop would be. And you can easily see this just by looking at stock markets, right? If you just pick the top 100 companies of Australia and you look at the curve, it happens almost every 7 to 10 years. When there's a high growth, everyone is really pumped up. Yes, no problem, I have money, I'll be able to pay you back with the money system. And so that's really to give you some context here. Recession isn't like a really good or bad thing, but it's just how the money system, it's made up of, you know, ups and downs, and we're just experiencing one of the downs.
Yeah, and what's so interesting about this time is that we are all going through this together, and even if we are still employed, we probably know people either in our families or our extended network that have been made unemployed or their hours have been reduced significantly. So, you know, this financial issue is impacting everybody on an individual, family, community basis. And, and I'm just wondering, so you know, what can we do as individuals, or what can people do who are listening to this do to, you know, come out of this on the other end, not drowning, so to speak? You know what I mean? That you get their house in order in terms of their finances. What are some of the things that they can be doing, Vivian?
Yeah, sure. So that's a really famous saying by Warren Buffett, which is one of the greatest investors that's ever lived, in my opinion. So he says that when the tide goes out, we can see who's swimming naked. So really what that says is, on an individual level, you know, individual level is that, you know, when things are kind of going not the way that you've always expected it to be, it starts to actually present usually things that haven't really dealt with for some time, yeah, that you've kind of swept under the rug for some time. And that's really starting to show up, and it can show up in, you know, relationships, it can show up in money, it can show up in all areas of your life. So if it's showing up for you in money, you know, financially, probably it's something that's been there for some time, but it's just that you haven't really dealt with it. So this is the great opportunity then to go, geez, I actually haven't really looked at, you know, my finances for some time. I can't even tell if I'm going to make it, and how long can I make it for? And even if I'm going to go in debt, what does that mean for me financially? I can't answer any of these questions. Then it's just about, you know, really being honest, sitting down and getting clarity on what's really going on for you financially. You know, because I had a meeting yesterday with a client that had, you know, $100,000 of personal debt for many years that has been just, you know, rolling on and on and on, and haven't really been dealt with, you know, until this point. Is like, oh my God, my income is dropping. You know, I can't just push this out any longer. And then it's to really sit down with someone, if you can't really get out of this on your own, to really go through your finances and get clarity, right? Really get clarity on what are the exact steps of things that you need to deal with. And usually the first thing is actually, it has so much to do with the relationship you have with money.
That makes so much sense. And at this time, this is really highlighting all of those times that you have ignored it. And we're even finding that in business. It's the people who are riding this wave with resilience are the ones who are already investing in their personal development and growth, are actually doing really well at this time. They have a plan and they have a focus. And I suppose exactly the same principle applies to the financial side of things.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a call. I remember you know, when coronavirus started to happen and the lockdowns about to happen, and everyone was in panic, the stock markets were falling. And I actually got a call from a client, you know, that is asking me, Viv, you know, with all the money that we save, is that now the right time to put more into the investment market? So because he was so well prepared, and he knows that these are just trends that are going to happen, and he had his finances in order, he had his budget, he stuck to it. And when times like this actually happen, it actually brought opportunity for him instead. So it's you know, depending on where you're at, if you're actually really impacted, even, you know, like, you know, if you're a couple and both of you actually don't have a job, that's not actually really an issue. You just really need to be clear on where you are financially, you know, what are the steps you can take, the pros and cons, and then you don't have to play those stories again and again in your head of, oh my God, how big the problem is.
Yeah, that would be very draining and stressful too.
And that's a really good tip, is just to deal with something once, like really pull it apart, look at it inside out, upside down, and then move on. As opposed to ruminating on it. So for these people who wanted to get clarity about their financial well-being, you kind of like list everything down, you get really clear. Are there other avenues that can support them? You know, like, are there websites that you can go to actually get information about what people are entitled to or the impact on the financial markets? You know, like, for example, people who wanted to suspend their mortgage. You know, like, where are some of the good sites, do you think, Vivian, or are there any?
Yeah, sure. So one of the websites that even I use with my clients at times is the moneysmart.gov.au. They have a lot of really good resources that are freely available to anyone to use. You know, they have debt reduction calculators, they have step-by-step guides on if you really need money and you're for COVID-19 specific purposes, what are the exact options you have.
Right.
You can just work through their worksheet and figure out if it's right for you. So I think that's a great place to go. And if you're, you can always speak to your accountant as well, because your accountant would know your income, and especially if you're listening, if there might be some small business owners as well, then it's, you speak to your accountant directly to see if you're qualified for JobKeeper or a job seeker.
Mm. Yeah. So Vivian, if you know, I was somebody listening to that and, yep, I do have some concerns financially because potentially my husband's not working, so I'm the sole breadwinner now, you know, income has dropped, so I really want to get my act together. Can you give me a couple of key sort of steps that if I was to, you know, get my financial house in order, that I would follow over the next couple of weeks to give me a sense of relief and an assuredness that I've got this under control?
Yeah, sure. I do this with all my clients all the time. So the first thing is you want to be really clear of where you are at now. Be specific about it. That means you need to know all your figures, you know, your budget, what are the core expenses that you need to have. Mm-hmm. And then you want to find all your missing money, right? Because a lot of the times, it's crazy,
there's missing money that I can find.
Yes. You wouldn't believe it, because I have clients. It's so common for me to go through the exercise with clients using our simple money flow system. And what happens is it's quite common to find $20,000 of missing money a year.
Okay. I want to do that. Every year. I'm going to do that every year.
Every year. Every year. And usually I get the point where, yeah, not sure if they're supposed to be embarrassed or are they supposed to be happy. And because they start to think, like, if this is happening for the last, you know, 5 to 10 years, oh my God, what have I been doing? So it's really about getting really detailed and honest, you know, honest with yourself, with love and compassion, knowing that you're already taking step to do what you need to do right now. Yeah. So finding out where your current situation at, and then have a 3 months intention or goal set for yourself for 3 months. So the next 3 months, what are you specifically trying to achieve here? You know, are you just trying to save as much as you can? family? Are you trying to also pay off debt at the same time? So be really specific with those goals where you want to go, and then see what the gaps are. You know, so once you clear the gap, you have clarity, then you can kind of employ, you know, you'll be able to employ resources, whether it's financially, whether it's upskilling, you know, really using the time of the lockdown, tension, you know, clear intention. So you don't just spend your day just going, oh my God, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Wonderful. Thank you. And Vivian, if somebody actually didn't even, I suppose, you know, you could get all your statements out and do it, but, you know, would you advise people who haven't, you know, worked with a financial planner to seek out a coach or a financial planner in order to get this, you know, because I'm just thinking some people could sit there for hours and try and pull this together and maybe not do a really good job. But if you go to an expert, just spend a couple of hours with them, you could, just like you would go to, you know, an executive coach, you could probably pull it together really quickly.
Yeah, 100%. Yes. I get this feedback from clients all the time. It's that when they've tried doing it on their own for so many times, it's just such a pain in the, you know. And so they when they start working with me, they just go, oh, okay, it's that simple. I just have one thing to do.
Yeah, right.
And they go away, they complete, they come back, and then it's like, okay, this is the next step. And sometimes it's just really hard when you've been habituated to do something, you know, especially like, you know, with your money in a certain many, many years, right? And then suddenly you have someone else that's going to have a bird's eye view, like a fresh perspective, completely has done it before with a lot of people. It's just going to, you know, help you do it in seconds instead of years.
Yeah.
Just like you would, like with a personal trainer or a coach, I think that's brilliant. Absolutely. Yeah. Start investing in yourself.
And a lot of times, like a lot of people start with such good intention, like you really want to get ahead financially. It's just that, you know, all the strategies or things that you're doing is actually not really bringing you closer to the goal. And you end up kind of swimming in the same.
And I thought that was really good when you took us through that step-by-step approach, because it's so important with anything. When you start to plan, you need to be really specific. You need to get your data in order. And even when we're coaching people, it's all around specific information to start with. You know, we work with data and what is happening in the current reality. And then from that space, you can then, you know, have a bit of a plan. But what we don't have finding missing money. finding missing opportunities perhaps, but I really love that. Yeah, that's great. So Vivian, just to wrap up, is there anything that you would like to share with the people who are listening at the moment? Like, what are you working on specifically?
Yeah, sure. So knowing that there is so much uncertainty and changes, you know, with the environment, and everyone is really trying their best to cope with what's going on. And sometimes it's just really hard to do everything on your own. So I'm offering a COVID-19 financial coaching package, which is, you know, a 6 weeks program, which allows any individual that's planning to, you know, really want to get your finances in order, get clarity so that you have this sense of financial security, have your plan set up for the next 3 months, you know exactly what to do, transform your relationship with money so that money is something that you can really relate to in a confident way, a loving way, and, you know, start to build up your cash savings and automate your budget, so that you have structures in place and not having to review your money and, you know, go through your bank statements every year or so. So all that, just remove all those hard works, you know, clear off debt, channel your money, start thinking about even investing potentially. Because during a recession period, investing is the best time to do that, because everything is cheap. you know, all resources, any programs you can think of that you want to upskill is cheap. Any stocks on the market is cheap. Like, it's really, really the best time to spend money. So if you really want to plan to channel, make sure you channel your money and your energy in the right areas, then this coaching program would be for you. And I'm offering a 50% discount to any listeners of this podcast at the moment. And all you have to do is really, there'll be a link that I'll share with you both, Jen and Michelle. And if you're listening to this podcast, you can click on it. This link is to book a strategy session with me for 30 minutes. And we really get to know each other, know where you're at, know where you want to go, find out your gaps, and then put an action plan together.
Oh, that sounds fabulous.
Doesn't it? Especially this time when you're in the house, you know, like you can actually get stuff done, can't you?
Yeah.
Yes. You're not distracted. Yeah. Mm. Well, that's been awesome. Thank you, Vivian. Michelle, have you got anything else that you would like to add or?
Oh, no, I've just got some great tips there in terms of automating your budget. I think that's fantastic. We talk about automating our processes within, you know, the team environment, but automating your budget makes absolute sense. Clarity is a word that we use all the time. And then, you know, and we often talk about the importance of physical, mental, emotional well-being, but financial well-being is so critical as well. Mm. We should start building that in, Jan, as a foundation piece for people's sort of overall well-being. Mm. That's been great, Vivian. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Vivian.
Thanks, Viv. Bye.
You've been listening to the People Leaders Podcast with Michelle and Jan Turkelson. For show notes and other free resources, please visit us at peopleleaderspodcast.com. Do you know someone else who could benefit from cutting-edge leadership and management techniques? Please take a moment to share this and other episodes via your podcast app, email, or social media channels. Each share helps us fulfill our goals of reducing workplace stress and increasing job satisfaction for leaders, managers, and their teams worldwide. The People Leaders Podcast is brought to you by the Experts On Air Podcast Network.